I think so. I like it a lot. And, you know, just to see the pass offense, like everybody talks about, you know, in Oakland when Charlie Garner had like 90 receptions and stuff like that. But, you know, it has a lot of potential in this offense to be explosive in the running game as well as in the passing game. I expect to be balanced, you know, and establish the run first and then, you know, get in the passing game. You know, there's a lot of routes that the running back has, either fullback and tailback. So, you know, the ball's going to be spread around pretty well. Yeah, of course. You know, this being my sixth year, we've been through, I think, at least four playbooks in that amount of time. So, you know, it's actually exciting to see the new stuff come in and how everybody that's new coming in tie into that. You know, the players that we got in free agency actually are familiar with this playbook too as well. I would say so. I think it's more challenging to me personally because I have to learn more than just what the H does. You know, I got to learn what the F does, where he lines up, because I may have a situation where I line up as a receiver and have to learn the receiver routes as well. So just having to learn the two positions, the H and the F, you know, it's easy to learn what you do, but to actually have to learn, you know, the concepts of, you know, what the receiver's doing, why I have to run this route to get that guy open and all kind of other stuff. So it makes it more difficult, but also more intriguing as well as a player to have to learn all the other stuff. I think so. I mean, I would expect so. You know, Coach Trestman, I think he said he watched a lot of film on me and has seen me run different routes. So, you know, we get back to, you know, catching the ball in the backfield like we did, you know, the prior years before. Yeah, very important. You know, if we weren't here and we didn't have the chance to learn the playbook, like in the voluntary mini camp and stuff like that, you know, come camp time, I think everybody would kind of be lost because it's a hefty playbook and a lot of stuff to learn on every position on offense. I wouldn't say really a lot of different runs. I would just say different blocking schemes. You know, there's only so many runs, you know, zone, outside zone, inside zone, man schemes, stuff like that. But it's a lot of different runs, just different blocking schemes, which I think suit our offensive line. Yeah.
Training camp.
That's going to be tough. I don't play his position, you know, but I think it's probably pretty important to be here right now just with all the new faces around and the new offense especially because, like I said, the meetings we have, you know, are pretty much we're not going over the same stuff. We're going over new stuff every day just to be exposed to new stuff and get ready for training camp. So I'm excited, man. You know, you always want to see, you know, the line get, you know, bolstered up front because, you know, that's where it starts in the passing game and the running game. And, you know, with, you know, Bushrod, I've known him since actually when I went to the programs when I first met him. And he was a good guy, and we actually signed him. So, you know, it was kind of exciting to see him coming here. And, you know, the past couple of years, we've been having the same guys but switching spots. You know, somebody who's playing tackle might move the guard and then move on the other side at other tackle and stuff. So it'll be important to have five guys up there who start the whole year and, you know, God forbid injuries, just stay at that set line, you know, so they can, you know, work together.